Please!
Don't shoot.
You a cop?
I'm not NYPD. I came in with the Bravo team. Who are you with? And what happened to SEAL Team 10?
They're all dead.
All of them? That's bad.
Did I tell you you could move?
It's all right. He's not one of the bad guys. Don't go pointing that thing everywhere, kid. What's your name?
My name is Peter. Peter Stillman.
I'm a lecturer at Navscolio at Indian Head. Also a consultant for the NYPD Bomb Squad.
A poor old man who got dragged along for this picnic.
I thought you'd retired.
I did. Can't keep up with everybody, as you can see. A famous church got wiped off the map thanks to me, with too many lives inside. All I lost was this leg.
So you're the bomb disposal guy.
Kid, this is the bomb disposal guy. Open any explosives disposal textbook and you'll see his name.
Just ancient history now.
Why did they bring you out of retirement then?
Because the terrorist group here includes one of my students, the Emperor of Explosives, Fat Man. He built an atomic bomb when he was only 10. I created him in a sense.
And that's why you're here.
I'm pretty rusty. I was supposed to supervise the bomb disposal. Looks like it was taken care of before I had my turn.
I wouldn't say that. There are at least two people here who can claim to be experts at bomb disposal.
Are you two with SEAL Team 10? I didn't see you at the mission briefing.
Oh, we're with another squad. My name is Pliskin, Lieutenant Junior Grade. Honored to meet you, sir.
Mr. Pliskin, do you have any experience with explosives disposal?
Don't worry about me. And he looks young, but he can do it. But we need more manpower.
What's your name?
Raiden.
That's an odd name.
Any other survivors?
There was also an engineer with me.
An engineer?
A skinny guy. He went in with us.
Where is he?
I haven't seen him since that skirmish.
Was he killed?
I don't think so. I didn't find his body.
I see.
They told me he was a security systems architect for the Big Shell.
Why would they take a civilian along?
Everything in this structure is computer controlled. He was supposed to get us past all the security measures.
I never heard anything about that.
He had official orders with him.
We'll leave that for later. Right now we need to figure out how to deal with all the bombs.
But there's no one left from the SEAL's EOD squad.
Yep, so we have to do it ourselves.
But I've never defused a bomb before. Hold on a sec.
Off to confer with the CO again.
Glad to hear Stillman is safe. Assist him in any way possible to clear the C4 from the structure.
Colonel, you know I've never been trained in bomb disposal.
It's all right. The man you're working with is the best in the field. All you have to do is follow his directions. You will, of course, keep your identity and mission objectives to yourself.
Is it true that an engineer came in with Stillman?
I wasn't informed of that. It's probably something the SEALs decided on their own. There are more important issues at hand, Raiden. The enemy may retaliate for the failed assault. Get those C4s neutralized now.
Colonel, I'm not qualified for bomb disposal.
Jack, it's me.
Rose?
You can do this. Trust me.
You haven't had bomb disposal training per se in VR, but you're more than capable of handling C4.
This is a little different from using C4.
You're up for this. You know that.
How about it, kid? Are the results in yet?
There's no need to think about this so much. You won't actually be dismantling the bomb. That's not for amateurs. What we'll try here instead is a temporary freezing measure. Here, look at this. This is a C4 bomb. It's live. You can see it pulsing. Now you spray this on the sucker and... there we go. Simple, huh? The spray freezes the detonator instantly.
How long does the effect last?
There's no way the thing can detonate in this condition. Even if you leave it alone, it'll stay out of commission for at least 24 hours.
That's enough time.
If we had the manpower, I'd recommend complete disposal. But this will have to do. The spray can be used from several yards away. Now check the floor, ceiling, walls, under a table, everywhere. Try to imagine the locations the bomber would choose.
That won't be easy. We don't know a thing about Fat Man.
Is there anything that'll help us locate the bombs?
Here, take this with you. It's what they call an ion mobility spectrometer. It can recognize ionized gas emitted by C4s.
The what?
In other words, that little gadget sniffs out C4's scent.
That's right. I've established a link-up with your radar network, so any scent detected will be represented visually. Have the sensor activated and keep your eye on the radar.
What if he's using some other odorless substance?